Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about what to do after your brand completes an influencer marketing campaign. Our team just finished up a 40-person influencer campaign for a 4-star hotel and resort brand. And believe me, we'd love to say that now that the actual influencer event is over, our work is done. But a big part has just begun. Our team is now spending hours canvassing the internet to ensure every little gem of content is captured and reported back to the client. Social platform photos, videos and comments, detailed blogs, all captured for two important purposes. The first, to demonstrate and measure the results. The second, well, content is king and highly valuable. Our team will be cataloging each post, ensuring metrics are assigned along the way for engagement and follower reach, curating our photos, taken from behind the scenes along the way, as well as creating a recap video and case studies that the brand can then use for internal marketing to executives and for their own social media purposes. But it doesn't end there, and I'll be discussing that in more detail shortly. So let's say you or your team have just finished an influencer marketing campaign yourself, and you're trying to figure out what to do next. Unfortunately, it's not time to sit back and take a break. In our world as brand marketers, we've signed up for a relentlessly never-ending career. There's always something else to market. After all, if you stop marketing, consumer engagement drops along with sales. I know, it's a continuous cycle of go, 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 no matter the season or time of year. Keeping that in mind, brand marketers need to decide what their next step will be. Should you immediately start putting together another influencer campaign? Or should you build a new campaign using a different marketing strategy? Our team believes there's another answer that falls between the two options that will allow you a bit of a breather while still making sure marketing efforts are ongoing. Following the completion of any campaign, the first step for the brand marketer should always be to evaluate it. Without doing so, it's absolutely impossible to tell if the campaign was successful and if it should be tweaked for future activations or completely abandoned. And it's okay to find areas that need future improvement. In fact, you want to turn over rocks and see where things didn't work out so well. It's the only way to improve. To do this, pull as much relevant data from the campaign as you can and compare it to the metrics or the key performance indicators, that's KPIs, that you put in place prior to launching the campaign. What? You didn't put in KPIs? Then now is the time to start developing them based on what happened with this campaign. See what your results are and use them as a gauge for the next campaign. What surprised you? Where do you think the campaign fell short? Did you think sales were going to skyrocket and all you saw was website traffic increase? When you're developing KPIs, think in metrics that could include reach, impressions, increases in downloads, click-through, web traffic, comments, or even sales. Once you've gathered all the necessary data, take a look and see which KPIs were exceeded, met, or missed. Maybe the campaign performed extremely well in one area and not so well in another. For those that were exceeded, were you setting the bar high enough to begin with? For those that were met, discuss with your team about what can be done better next time in order to exceed the metrics you put in place. For those that were missed, evaluate what went wrong and figure out what can be improved for the next campaign. Maybe you didn't utilize the correct influencers, or maybe the content created just didn't effectively resonate with your targeted audience. Whatever it is, be sure to figure it out so that you don't repeat the same mistake on any future campaigns. Once you've analyzed those metrics, the last thing you should do is take a look at the cost versus success ratio and compare that to other marketing efforts that you've done in the past. If you've been able to meet or exceed the majority of your KPIs while spending the same or even less money than you may have on other marketing efforts, then that's a clear sign of a successful influencer campaign. And let me be the first to tell you, not all influencer campaigns are going to be successful at hitting your goals, but they should at the very least be successful at providing you with some unique content that you can use. Which brings me to the next step of the process. This is the biggie. the one that you don't want to miss, and the one that so many marketers just forget about. This is the one I was referring to earlier. Ready for it? Your next step in this constant game of marketing is to repurpose the influencer content. This is one of those post steps that often goes overlooked by brand marketers. Content created by influencers holds a lot of value, more value, in fact, than much of the content a brand may produce themselves. Why? Well, because it's content created through a different viewpoint and by someone who is very used to getting their own fan base's attention and holding it, which is the entire reason why you launched an influencer marketing program in the first place. Your brand didn't create content, give it to the influencer and say, hey, show this stuff we made to your fans, let's hope they like it. Nope. Instead, you carefully, with so many fingers and even your toes crossed that they weren't going to mess it up, handed over your brand. For many of you, handed over your baby that you constantly coddle and make sure nothing ever is taken out of step, and said, hey, here's what we do and why we think it's cool and relevant for your followers. What can you do with it to make it look even cooler and more relevant to them? And then you waited to see what would happen. And of course, you provided the hashtags and handles that they had to include, which is often the only control you have over the entire influencer partnership. So back to that topic of repurposing content. Brand marketers that aren't repurposing and delivering that content to their own follower base are losing out on a great opportunity. I mean, it's great that the social influencers fan base saw it, but don't you want to extend the life of what they created and share it with even a wider audience? Trust me, you do. Here are three different ways that influencer content can be effectively repurposed and redistributed. As a first step, repost the influencer's content onto the brand's social media accounts. In doing this, brand marketers can make sure that the content created by influencers reaches the broadest interested network possible, their own. This will also help a brand build trust and notoriety among their existing follower base, as well as drive other influencers' audiences to the brand's social channels. Plus, it looks really cool to have all this content gathered together in one place. Oh, and here's a fun fact. Influencer-created content increases conversions by 10% when included in the online purchase path. So all of you marketing and sales funnel loving people, this type of content is going to help you get even closer to that sale. As a second step, use the created content for social media advertisements. Just make sure you have the rights to do so first. You may have to pay the influencer, at least if it's a celebrity influencer, for this. And in some cases, you may be providing cash directly back to the influencer to have them do it for you. This is called white labeling, taking a social post created by a third party and being allowed to put money behind it to push it out to even more people. Using influencer content is great for sponsored posts on social media. In fact, ads with influencer-created content generate 5 times greater click-through rates. To figure out what to use, find which pieces of influencer-created content converted the best during the campaign and pump some dollars behind it. The great part about using this content for ads is that it's already been validated by your target audience. And for goodness sakes, make sure the influencer who created the content remains attached to that content. Call them out, help them grow their own social media base. As a third step, collect high-value testimonials. The typical goal of an influencer campaign is to get brand-relevant influencers speaking highly of your product or services. Assuming the influencers you worked with did just that, you should have a lot of great testimonials that can be reposted on brand accounts. Also, because of an influencer status, these testimonials can actually hold more weight over other testimonials written by your everyday consumer. And when backed with a familiar face, that value is even higher. This is word-of-mouth marketing at its very best. Make quote cards and post up your favorite quotes on your social media. And make sure to credit the influencer with a link back to their post to share that love some more. So ready to start repurposing? Wait, you haven't started an influencer marketing campaign yet? Well, that's the first step you're going to have to take. And that means figuring out your goals before outreach even begins. If you aren't quite sure on how to put together a successful influencer campaign just yet, working with an agency that specializes in influencer marketing will make this tremendously easier for you. We have a great social influencer guide that's also going to help you get started that you can find on our website, hollywoodbranded.com. We also have numerous blogs and videos available at blog.hollywoodbranded.com. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful, and please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you. Have a great week.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.